Well, this morning, our Storm Lake School Spotlight focuses in on the Storm Lake Elementary School, and teacher librarian Cindy James is my guest. And Cindy, you and I were having a chance to visit about the makerspace at the library for the elementary students, something that you kind of incorporated last year already.
That's right. The makerspace, I like to have STEAM activities, which would be science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And so we have puzzles, we have coloring, we have little robots that I received for a grant. I actually have tools, I have all kinds of things the kids can use to incorporate the STEAM.
And this is at every grade level at the elementary.
That's right. Every grade gets to come in during their library time. And also I have open library in the morning for each grade level, and each grade level has a different day they get to come and just have free choice and enjoy the makerspace in the library.
Now, is there ever a way where the kids kind of get to show off what they've made?
Yeah. We have a Lego wall, actually, that Mike Wabake from the high school graciously built for us. And sometimes they leave their Lego creations on the wall, or they set them around the library. If we do a STEM challenge or a STEAM challenge, I leave those out for quite a while, and everybody gets a chance to see what the kids make, so it's pretty awesome.
I think a lot of us have heard of STEM, and I like how you call it STEAM, as you incorporate the art, because I think kids at a young age, you know, they can be artistic, they can kind of see what they draw or what they make, and that, you know, I'm sure you see a lot of smiles and enthusiasm from the young students.
That's right. I really think that if you leave art out of the equation, you're excluding some kids who are very creative and artistic. And so that's why I think art should be included in mm-hmm. that STEM.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you were telling me, so every student has an opportunity during the day, and then students also have time, like before school, where they can also use this makerspace?
Right. Each grade level has a day, and they can come in before school and just have free choice. And also, I've given each teacher in the school 2 VIP passes, and that's good. They get to choose students who have earned a privilege or star students, and then they can come in to the library for 20 minutes any time throughout the day as long as it's okay with their teacher. So they can just come in and make choices at their teacher's discretion.
Very nice, and it's a great thing happening at the Storm Lake Elementary School, the makerspace in the library, and teacher librarian Cindy James, our guest today. Cindy, here we are on a Monday. I know it's an early dismissal on Friday, so happy holidays to all of you at the Storm Lake Elementary School, and I appreciate your time this morning.
All right, you as well. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Storm Lake School Spotlight brought to you by Dr. Rick Martin at Storm Lake Dental, right here on Mix 101.7.